Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we've been talking to some folks from the Joe Moore O-Line Camp all week, and it's been wonderful. Russ Grimm, Dan Marino, and our friend Jimbo Covert. He's up next, Bob. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jimbo, welcome aboard. Bob Pompiani singing across from me. How are you?
Doing good, Joe. How about you? I just was listening about 5 minutes of commercials, so I think I got to go get me some crispy chicken down in Swickley.
Did you like that song? And do you like my voice?
I like that song. I'll be singing it
home now. See, he does that all the time in here, Jimbo. He's singing stuff, and I go home in the shower, and all of a sudden it just comes out.
Yeah.
And it's just, it drives me nuts. How you doing?
That's funny.
How's your golf game? I saw you last year at the Heartbeat K, which is a great foundation.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, my back holds up, Bob. I played pretty well, but, my swing's very fragile, along with every other of my body parts that have been replaced. So I try to just have fun. Now I don't get too excited about it anymore.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, because I was out at Totteridge yesterday, and I think I traumatized some man named Corey who got hooked up with me at the beginning of the round. And at the end, I became very angry. Jimbo, how do you control that on the golf course?
Well, I kind of looked at it as I played a professional sport. I practiced every day. I expected to play well, and if I didn't play well on Sunday, I was upset because, you know, I did the preparation. I don't hit enough balls. I don't practice enough. I don't spend hours on the practice tee and chipping and putting and doing all that. So I just can't get mad at myself. I mean, I play in these celebrity tournaments, and you see guys who will be like 150, 160 yards away, and they got like a 7-iron, and they miss the green. And they're like, damn, I missed the green. I go, you're supposed to miss the green, like 9 times out of 10. Like, how often do you play golf? You know, if you play golf every day, you should hit the green, right? But if you're not playing golf every day, you can't get mad at
yourself. That's what I tell Joe all the time. Don't get mad.
Well, here's the thing, Bob and Jimbo. Yes, I am playing golf every day or practicing.
Well, no, that's a different story, Joe. Okay, now you need help. You need professional help.
we've established that.
I tell people this all the time. This is the only endeavor in my whole life from, I don't care if it's reading, math, like studying stocks or practicing walking. It's the only thing where the more I do it, I get worse at it. And I can't figure that out about golf. I get worse.
Yeah, it's a frustrating sport. It's super frustrating for me as well, but I just don't get mad anymore. It's not worth it. And, you know, I mean, I play good. I play bad. If I shoot in the high 70s, I'm happy. If I shoot in the high 80s, I'm happy. I just I just play golf and I enjoy it now. That's all I can do.
And that's the beauty of it.
Danny and I play every year and I remember guests in Chicago and years ago, you know, we were in the first couple flights because that's all the, you know, 10 and under handicaps. Yeah. And now we're in like the fifth flight. Pretty soon we'll be in the last
Hey, I was telling Joe about Danny's son Joe how he plays because he's
a great player. Yeah, he's a great player, Bob. He's he can hit it. I mean the guy hits it over 300 in the air.
Yeah,
I mean the guy can really hit it. He's just a great. I mean his swing. I mean I wish I had back like that, young back like that. The way he swings a golf club is pretty impressive.
Who's the greatest golfing football player you've ever seen?
Oh, that's a good one. Like, you know, mostly the kickers and the guys that really didn't do anything in practice. You know, they just kind of just wore red shirt and kind of hung out. And then you never even seen those guys like Kevin Butler and those guys. They would be, and Maury Buford, they would be down Soldier Field kicking. We wouldn't even see them until Friday. You know, they would come strolling in on when we would do you know, third out or fourth down, short yardage goal line, 2 minute, and then special teams, you know, so you'd see him on them. But those guys are usually pretty good, like the Al Del Greco. I think he's probably the best one I've seen.
Robbie Gould also can really play. Yeah. He's a really good player.
Yeah, Robbie's a really good player. Yeah, those guys, you know, their bodies aren't damaged, so they can get a good swing going.
That's right. Your body's been damaged because you played a long time in the NFL, and you, before that, though, from Freedom, you know, going to Pitt and – you know, you got a situation with Joe Moore. This camp keeps going on and on. And I know you got a bunch of guys in here. Tell us about why it's been so successful for so long and why you continue to come back.
Oh, I do. I just want to mention, got to give a shout out real quick to when you mentioned Freedom, the Freedom High School baseball team won the WPL championship.
Yep. Yes.
How about that?
How about that?
They were one of the bottom seeds. So congratulations to those guys. They fought hard all year and, you know, they got in there and just went on a run. It was like a team that, you know, gets in as a wild card in the World Series and makes it to the World Series and wins, you know, pretty impressive. So just congratulations to those guys. I mean, we talk about the Joe Moore camp. I mean, Joe meant so much to me and so many other guys that played at Pitt. You know, I mean, he was just had a unique ability of just bringing out the best in everybody that he coached, you know, and he was just a disciplinarian. But he was, but he kind of figured out what made you tick. You know, he figured out, and everybody was different. So he figured out, you know, what buttons to push and when he needed to push them. And, you know, he would knock you down when you got too big for your britches, but he would never leave you down there very often. He'd bring you back real quick. And I mean, I owe my whole career to him. I mean, I came over from defense and, you know, he told me when he brought me over, he said, it's good. You got no bad habits. So he just molded me into an offensive lineman. And, you know, I started that next year for 3 years. And, you know, when I got to the Bears, I was definitely the most prepared guy. And I had better techniques than most of the guys that were there on the offensive line just because of Joe. So I owe so much to him. He just means a lot to all of us to play for him.
Jimbo Covert on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. He's here for the, or he's, yes, here for the Joe Moore Offensive Line Camp. Got to be one of the best camps in the entire country, if that's what you're interested in doing. And the CNX Mentorship Program is the sponsor. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So a big question with the Steelers this year, Jimbo, is their offensive line and Broderick Jones moving over to left tackle. What do you think the challenge is for him? Have you seen enough of him to make a judgment on whether you think he's up to it?
I haven't seen enough of him to make a judgment on him, Joe. I just know that did he come from it? Was he in the guard position or was he on the other side?
He was on the other side.
Yeah. He's out of position. He's back to his regular position now, left tackle this year. He spent 2 years at right.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a big difference between playing left and right tackle. I think, you know, right tackle is still, if you looked at the offensive line, as far as I'm concerned, on how you kind of look at the levels of difficulty, you kind of look at left tackle, right guard, center. That's kind of how you look at where the difficulties are, if you rank them. And your left tackle is you got to play against the guys that are the best pass rushers, the best athletes. You know, you get fresh bodies all the time because now they got so many guys that are specialists. Like when I played, you play against a guy like Leroy Selman, you played against him for 70 snaps. You know, now you play against a guy who's a, you know, five technique and you play against him and then he goes inside. Then you got another pass rusher and you got another pass rusher. You might play against five or six different guys. They keep them fresh, and that's what they try to do. They get in that track stance, and they line up, you know, 7 yards wide, and they try to get to the quarterback. So that's a difficult position to play because of just the athletes that they put over there. And you get to the blind side of their quarterback, you know, I mean, and it's a difficult position.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of those things is we see with a lot of these guys, though, is the necessary, because of the lack of depth on offensive line, Jimbo, you got to be versatile enough to move over if need be, right? And the way it is, and roster construction is always done that way. So how is that in terms of if you're a young guy going through this process, you're going to be talking to a lot of people who want to do that during this camp. The versatility aspect of playing offensive line, how important is it?
I think the versatility, I mean, playing tackle on either side, I mean, like I said, it's a big difference between right and left tackle. I think the guards are more interchangeable. They can go from flip over from, you know, right to left or whatever. I mean, if you're a left guard and you can slide out and play left tackle, God bless you. I mean, if you want to do it on a temporary basis, you know, I think when people get hurt, that's the more you can do, right, to get a spot on the roster. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. But, I mean, I don't know what a roster is now. What are they, 50, 52 now or something like that? Or 50, what's a roster right now? How many guys are they allowed to have?
Well, you can bring it up. Like, they have some other guys, yeah, who are available. But, yeah, mostly that. But normally 7 offensive linemen or so, maybe 8, depending on.
Yeah, I mean, and now we had our rosters were 45, right? So you had 45 guys, no taxi squads, no other guys. So, you know, to keep 10 offensive linemen was a luxury. You know, usually the position that they kept 10 on was linebacker, right? Because they played all the special teams, most of those guys. So, you know, you get 8 guys, and you're right. Some of those guys had to be able to shift. Like, usually kept the third tackle, and he was able to flip from side to side, and they kept an extra guard, and then they, you know, or a guard can move into center. But, yeah, versatility is a huge thing in the NFL right now. I mean, it keeps you working, right? Keeps you working, keeps you on a roster, and that's important.
Jimbo Covert, couple more minutes with him here. He's here for the Joe Moore O-line camp this weekend, West Allegheny High School. Jimbo, yourself, Mark May, Russ Grimm in 1980, that has to be the greatest college offensive line of all time. And I think it was Bobby Bowden who said that 80 Pitt team was the greatest football team he ever faced, which raises the question, and I've asked it many times of many different people, what happened on that trip to Florida State? Do you still think about that game at all? How did you guys ever lose?
Yeah, you know, they had a good team, too. I mean, if you look up their record, I think they only lost one game that year, maybe two. So they had a good football team. And, you know, it was super hot. And you know, we stayed with them, but then I think they had a punter who just was just booming these punts and, you know, like kept pinning us back. And I don't know how many punts that guy, then he had a kicker named Ron Stark. And I think he made like 5 field goals or something like that.
Yeah.
And, yes. It just wasn't one of our good nights, you know? And, our defense didn't play up to par and our offense didn't play up to par. And, you know, we lost it. And I know Jackie always says that if he had to do some things over, he'd have kept guys in the hotel. We had a lot of Southern guys, Florida guys, their family was around. He said he wouldn't allow that to happen. He thought guys were lax, a lot of guys. And, you know, we didn't win that game. And then, you know, I think we got refocused and we ran the table. And then when the bowl bids came out, you remember now it's a different deal. Like the bowl bids will come out, you know, before the end of the season. So we always had to play Penn State the last game of the year.
Right. Yeah, and so exactly.
I think the Sugar Bowl was saying, hey, you know, they already lost a game. We don't want to give a 2-loss team if they get beat by Penn State the Sugar Bowl. So they picked Notre Dame over us to play Georgia. And then we ended up beating Penn State. And then we got a Gator Bowl bid and we, you know, beat South Carolina pretty well. So I always thought that team should have been national champions. I think if there was a playoff, you know, we probably would have been in the playoff every year I was there. So, it's unfortunate. But those are the ones that get away, Joe, you think about all the time. Sometimes when you're laying awake at night and you're thinking about things that you could have done different, that's one of them, definitely.
Man, what a rematch that would have been. And now that you mention it, I'm looking at their schedule that year. They were a great team. They lost twice. Right before they played you, they played number 3 Nebraska and beat them. And their only 2 losses were at Miami by a point and against Oklahoma by a single point. They finished the season 5th. They were as high as 2nd ranked that year. So you're right. That was a great Florida State team.
Yeah, they had a great team. They had a good quarterback. They had a good defense. And, you know, our offense could score on anybody. And we may score some points, but, you know, they pinned us back and they had that field goal kicker and he was just booming. I don't think he missed the field goal. I think he hit some big ones too, over 50 yards. So it was a tough game. But yeah, those are regrets. And then, you know, then the 81 team when, you know, we went undefeated and then we were undefeated and then Penn State beat us. That's another one that we were not prepared for as well as we should have because, you know, our schedule, I think, later on the season maybe wasn't as tough. And I think we weren't as hardened as a football team. And then, you know, Penn State beat us. And then we went down and beat, you know, Georgia and Sugar Bowl, who was a good football team, too. So, I mean, those are the breaks that you see every once in a while. And, you know, back then, you know, a team, if you lost a game, like, you weren't going to be national champions. I mean, you had to be undefeated back
right.
then. You know, and now you can do that because of the playoff system.
Bob, anything to add at the end here?
Well, I was going to just because we talked about this. You probably didn't see this if you're not on social media, Jimbo, and I'm not sure if you do. But Benny Bishop.
No, I'm not on any of that.
Well, I just want to get how things changed, maybe, or maybe they didn't. Benny Bishop, Steelers, he's from, he played 1 year at West Virginia. He was invited into the Pitt locker room, I guess, yesterday or whenever they were doing some kind of photo shoot. And he ended up stomping on the Pitt logo in their locker room. Again, he's a member of the Steelers, not. He's done with West Virginia, and then added a poop emoji. In your day, what would happen if someone...
Thanks,
someone,
Bob, for that detail.
Well, I mean, so you got to know what it is if you haven't seen it. I mean, it seems like I understood if this is happening during a game, an emotional game. We saw it with Jack Sawyer when he did it for Michigan, when they were stomping on the Ohio State logo. I get it. But this is several, you know, months after, a year after it. What do you think of stuff like that?
I don't even think about West Virginia. We never lost to them the whole time I was in Pitt. So, I mean, they were irrelevant when we played them. So, it's not even worth talking about. You know, all of it. I mean, you go back and you think about all that stuff. You know, I mean, Jack used to play almost said with a John Denver song in the stadium as loud as he possibly could during West Virginia week just to piss us off. You know? So, you had to hear that the whole week. And then when you went down there and they came up here, like, we were ready to play, you know? But they had some good teams too. You know, that last team they had with Daryl Talley, and Daryl's a hell of a football player. Mm-hmm. That last team we beat them at Pitt Stadium that last year, my senior year, they were pretty good. So, but yeah, we never lost. I never lost in my whole career, so I don't even think about those guys.
Great answer. We appreciate the time, yeah, Jimbo.
Thanks, Jimbo.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
Take care.
Pleasure.
That was great.
I had to get that in just because we've been talking about it too much. So,
oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.